from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, have launched talks on economic, regional security and other issues as the two meet in the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks in Cairo today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing terrorist threats in the Sinai Peninsula, some from militant groups that have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with the news media prior to the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just 2 days ago, General Allen met in Canada with 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh. And we believe we're making progress.
Later today, Kerry will meet with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party carried out a suicide attack today at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing 2 soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. The bombing is the latest episode of increased violence between the PKK and Turkey, which began a series of airstrikes just over a week ago, targeting the Kurdish rebels inside Turkey and in northern Iraq. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region issued a statement Saturday urging both sides to resume the peace process. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There has been an audio message reputed to be from Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the new leader of the Taliban. It is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He says all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law. Mansour also emphasized maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks. Haroon Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There is a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days, we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership and if they could, the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban, although the timing is unclear. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khaled Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, is the highest-ranking Yemeni leader to visit Aden since pro-government forces freed it from Houthi rebels 2 weeks ago. Mr. Baha toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. He promised that Aden will soon return to normal life. Mr. Baha flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year, then Aden in March of this year. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000, numbers that are expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. President Thein Sein went Saturday to the Saigon region in northern Myanmar, one of 4 areas where he has declared a state of emergency. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up how to do that. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.